celebrating Farm Bureau. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
You know, I've been attending Farm Bureau conventions for about 30 years now. It's always been a highlight of the year when to see our Farm Bureau leaders from all across the state come together.
But Farm Bureau President Jeff Aiken says some 1,500 farm leaders are in Franklin this week for the 95th annual meeting of the nation's largest state Farm Bureau. The convention began on Saturday for the young farmers and ranchers, and yesterday a memorial service was held to honor those Farm Bureau leaders that have passed away this year. Today, Distinguished Service Awards will go out to five individuals across the state.
I think that it's vitally important that we always look back. There are great lessons to be learned, and there's great value in our history. We can never forget it, but it also at the same time, we've got to be cognizant of the future. And the Young Farmer Program, in my mind, is very critical to the future of the Tennessee Farm Bureau organization and Tennessee agriculture.
Jeff Aiken was elected as the 8th president of the Tennessee Farm Bureau at this convention last year, and today he will give his first annual address. And the business session also gets underway as voting delegates from all 95 counties will discuss and adopt policy resolutions for the coming year.
Farmers, irregardless of where they're from, have an opportunity to let their voice be heard, and then our delegates will take into consideration those resolutions and vote on policy that will guide us for the coming year. But, you know, along with that, we also are blessed to have the governor come in and speak to our delegates, and I think that's always a highlight and speaks to the respect that not only the Tennessee Farm Bureau has, but the significance that agriculture plays in our state.
And Governor Bill Haslam will address the Farm Bureau delegates tomorrow. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.